Houses for Healing was founded probably a year and a half after I had resigned my job, gone into ministry. Our family, like every other family, has had issues, struggles with medical crises. And so I was going to the hospital, visiting people with my dad. I noticed that there's a tragedy unfolding behind every closed door. And I realized the magnitude in that moment of the need. Houses for Healing, it's the response. And with so many wonderful people in Abilene, in the big country, we saw that we can be, here in Abilene, the story of the inn. You know, the inn in the Good Samaritan story? We can be the inn. We can enable the Good Samaritans out there to bring us the sick, and we'll care for them here in Abilene. We've got an opportunity to be that, and not just put them up for free lodging in the tiny houses, but to get in the trenches with them, pray for them, lead them to Jesus.
Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart does good like a medicine. And the folks that are coming to Abilene, going through cancer treatment, just a bad time, when you show them Jesus and you meet them right where they're at, it makes a difference.
This is not a ministry, as a lot of people refer to things like this as a ministry. This is a kingdom work. This is God at work here on earth. His kingdom at work here on earth.
The people that Houses for Healing benefits ranges broadly. There's the needs like cancer patients who come to town.
We looked at hotels and things to stay at, and really not knowing the area, that's all that we need to look for. And honestly, this is saving us thousands of dollars that we didn't have.
We also help people that are coming here for like cardiopulmonary issues, or if they've had some kind of a neurological, like a stroke or something like that, we help those kind of patients. Rehab, people are coming here for maybe they had an amputation, they need to learn how to walk again. And one that we're seeing on the increase are family members of hospitalized patients.
A lot of people think, man, I'm glad I was able to at least be there. But if you think, what if I wasn't able to be there? They want to be here with them. And there might be no way unless there was something like Houses for Healing.
The churches that adopt the houses have a wonderful opportunity. They are the front line of what happens inside that house. You know, having these tiny houses, one for every county in the big country, is pretty cool. It's pretty neat that we're able to love our neighbors like that. But the real meat of what happens at Houses for Healing is when someone goes into the house and they're facing, you know, maybe a death in the near future. Maybe the news of their limit of life is much closer than they realized. Or maybe it's that news for a loved one. There's all kinds of things that happen on the inside of that person. It gives those ministry volunteers of that adopting church an opportunity to go to that place.
They just blow us away every day on how they minister to us. They just go out of their way to do everything they can to help us.
Without Houses for Healing, I don't know what I would not be able to come home, get the medical care, stay as long as I do, and get complete medical care, because I couldn't afford it.
Everybody needs a purpose in life.
This is a ministry of service, and as long as it exists, we'll choose to uplift, edify, and build up Houses for Healing.
It's because of the volunteers that Houses for Healing exists. We exceeded my capacity on the first house. And so the Lord brought along volunteers within each church, each congregation, each fellowship.
I believe that we're supposed to reflect the image of Christ. And so if He was a servant, it's not a volunteer. We're not volunteers, we're doing what we're called to do.
Some point in time, in God's will, this will be worldwide.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love is action. It's not just words, it's action. So when the Lord tells us to love our neighbor, we want to do it. We recognize that the the counties of the big country are our neighbors. And they're coming here to Abilene. We don't know them. You know, they're strangers, but they're our neighbors. There's no better way to love your neighbor than to help them in time of need. That's what Jesus called us to do here at Houses for Healing.
So here you're looking at phase one. As you look to the left, that red roofed house there is for Nolan County. The blue roofed house to the right of it is for Veterans. The house to the right of the Houses for Healing sign is for Brown County. And then the one on the far right is for Callahan County. This is what it looks like on the inside of the Nolan County house, the Veteran house, the Brown County house, the Callahan County house. And so I say counties because the counties come to Abilene. And when I say Eastland County house, we want you guys to know you have a house. And we want you, the body of Christ here, to take care of the folks of Eastland County. Send them to us in Abilene, and we put them up for free. There's no cost. And we'll help them with food and transportation, praying for them, give them a Bible, be their friend, take their name and their need to the adopting church that has that house so that we are working over there for our neighbors over here. And we ask then something of Eastland County, that while we take care of your folks over there, here you take care of them as well. In other words, it'd be really sad for them to have a 7-week fight with cancer, come home and the electricity is off and the food in the freezer is rotten because they couldn't afford to fight for life and to take care of the needs here. And this gives you a big picture of unity, where we're all working together to go back to that place where Jesus began revealing to humanity the loving kindness of Father. Where would you find Jesus? He is either contending against the ultra-religious about the truth of the Scripture, or he is ministering to the sick folk. And that's where people come to know who he was. So it's a shameful thing, in my mind, that the church got away from that at the grassroots level. I mean, think in terms of feeding the hungry. How many, we need that. That's one of the six minor commissions. It's imperative. We got to do that. But we also need to care for the sick. I'm referring to Matthew 25, 31 through 46, where Jesus is talking and he says, yeah, you better do this. And the ones who did it, well, those are the sheep. Those who didn't, well, they're the goats. And at the end, it's a very hard saying of Christ. And so in that list, we see that the church does some of them really, really well, but some of them not so well. But of that list of six, hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked, sick, prisoner, the only one that everyone knows about is number five. Every family in here, and I'm not even going to ask you to lift your hands, but I know without a doubt, every family has a story of a medical crisis. Why? Because none of us live forever. We all go down that path. And that is an opportunity for the church at large to engage in and to share the gospel in a most powerful way by getting in the trench with people. And I'm here to tell you, whenever Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 to pray for laborers to go into the fields because the fields are widened to harvest, the context of that statement by our Lord to pray for it's around sick people. Because if you follow the scripture, you keep going and you see where his disciples went, they go out and they cast out demons and they heal people. And through this ministry in Abilene, I've had people ask me that are in the tiny houses, what do I have to do to get saved? Because the doctor said, you're almost out of time. And when they hear something like that, oh, the church needs to be there. Because all those walls come crashing down. Every ideology and philosophy that they had built up in their own imagination vainly or being deceived, now then, those are all up in the air because they're faced with the eternity of the decisions that they've lived by, whether they're atheist or agnostic or a devil worshiper or I mean, you'd just be absolutely amazed. Or if they're just somebody who didn't have time for the Lord, now then they're faced with the eternity of that. And the church needs to be there. We need to be there in that spot. So these counties, we want y'all to know, and every county to know, you have your house. And you can now minister to the people here in a way like never before, because it's free. And if someone goes over there for 7-8 weeks, it's a lot of money. And if the church fills that space and meets basic needs for free, it's a great complement to modern medicine. It's a great complement. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Amen. So that's another perspective of the first four phase one houses. And these are the churches that have those houses. Hillcrest Church of Christ has a Nolan County house. Hope for Life, a Four Square Church, has the Veteran House. Wiley Methodist has the Brown County House. And Beltway Boots on the Ground has the Callahan County House. And every house is a different congregation. And if you could imagine the volunteers for one county going and taking care of somebody in this house, volunteers from another church leaving at the same time and going to take care of the volunteers in that church, the big picture from Father's perspective is an amazing work that the body of Christ is doing together. As of the 23rd of this month, Houses for Healing has provided 7,751 nights of free lodging. 6,131 nights of those have been in the tiny houses, 743 in hotels, 877 in the leak house. If we have money in the undesignated fund, we help people out. Not just through the tiny houses, but we'll pay for lodging for them and try to help them out. It's what the Lord's commissioned us to do. That's greater than the equivalent of 21 years. And we haven't been around that long. The need is huge, and it's such an opportunity for the body of Christ. We've served people from 4 countries other than the U.S. We've taken care of people from 14 states other than Texas, from 49 Texas counties. And people go back and they talk about, you know what's happening in the Abilene area? We've never seen anything like it. And people say, Brian, can y'all come to Anchorage, Alaska? Can y'all come to Houston? Can you come to San Antonio? And all over, I don't know how this slipped through the fingers of the church. I don't know how we neglected it, because life and death, it's important. Life and death hang in the balance, and every family has a story of the struggle for life, health, and strength. If you put some arbitrary dollar amount on there, I just grabbed a base number of $100, and you just add a couple of zeros onto that, and it becomes quite significant. That's just with 4 houses. Once those other 16 houses are in operation, that's 20 total. It'll be $1 million to $3 million, depending on your basis, how you calculate that, every year, given away for free by the body of Christ. It's amazing. And that's just the lodging. There's all kinds of things that go along in addition to that. It's hard to see this. I'm going to skip over this. It's not very discernible, but that shows the data. We track all the data of where people come from, how many nights they stay, where they stay, in which unit, and or hotel or leak house or what have you. So this is a drone image that shows from the west, looking back to the east, phase one, and the Lord gave us the land. Right as we're finishing the fourth house, the Callahan County house, the Lord gave us the land right across the street. And as only the Lord can do, it holds 16 houses. 20 times, that was the vision. And so now we have a tiny house community. Nothing like it anywhere in the world that we know of. We've tried to find somewhere to try to, you know, model ourselves after them, but the Lord's, back to what I said in the beginning, maybe I'm not supposed to look like everybody else. And so that's been something I've tried to hold on to, and not knowing that, well, it's going to be a pioneering work, sort of a trailblazing effort, but the Lord has brought people along to help us along the way and give us some encouragement, give us some insights on things that they know to do way better than I do. And this is our 100-year-old house that we've been working on. That's another perspective. We have inside this community center, this house, we have shared space. We have a dining room. We have a kitchen. We invite the churches that each have a house to use these facilities to love on the people that are staying in their tiny house. You'd be absolutely shocked if you could see how many people there are that are alone in a world full of people. I see it over and over and over. I visited with a man earlier today about being alone and things he's gone through. It's everywhere. Did you know Thanksgiving comes along and they're fighting for life? The church has an opportunity to use the facility and cook a Thanksgiving meal for them. And there's neighbors even right around houses. Same thing, they're alone. So we take food and deliver to them. And in this picture, there's probably 8 different congregations represented. It's fantastic for unity. Every house that we've built a little time capsule in the foundation. It has a special Bible for that county. And we have about half of the houses with rocks from Mount of Olives or Mount Carmel. So we build on the Word of God. That Bible is the foundation won't be there forever. And inside, whenever that foundation goes away, there'll be a scripture that has something written special for future generations whenever they come to see that. And it's become very important for the churches there in Abilene that are paying for and building these houses for our neighbors. If you could see what happens over there in Abilene as they sit around after church, the committees or the elders or the deacons, and they're talking about the counties. The church that has y'all's house is River of Life Abilene. I don't know if y'all know, if you're going to get to know them in Jesus' name. You're going to love them. They're wonderful, and they're planning, they have been for a while, to welcome whoever comes from Eastland County over there. Now, in this image, I don't know if you can see it, but this right here is a local contact person, contact information. We have this picture right here runs in the Double Mountain Chronicle. And on there, if you can read it or not, I don't know if you can read it or not, but it's Stonewall County. So it's the Houses for Healing logo. It's our website, but it's the contact name and number of a local pastor. And that's what we want here. We're trying to enable the body of Christ here. We want people to go, don't call the government. Call Leon River Cowboy Church. They've got a place they can help. So that y'all are enabled then to get involved on the front end of people's struggles. That's a recent picture of a drone, and that's a recent image of the drone looking back to the west, and even more recent. So we're coming along. That's from the east looking back to the west. As you can see, there's a lot of concrete work that had to be done, and we're getting close, praise the Lord. Our goal, Lord willing, is end of March, 1st of April, a grand opening. So I'll be visiting with Pastor Robert about that, and we want all of y'all to come. Come take a look, see, so that when you talk to your neighbor or your friend or you talk to someone who has a friend and they have been in an accident or something or cancer or heart attack or whatever, you can all of a sudden, as a believer, step up and say, there's help for you. And as a believer, when you do that, you're sharing the gospel because it's believers over there. And they come over, we love on them. And then you're going to be checking on them, praying for them, and engaged in the journey. And another drone image. This is where we will worship from that balcony back across the tiny houses. And then you've already seen Golgotha and the empty tomb. And here's the Eastland County House. Y'all have a red-roofed house. And here's the bathroom area. The house. And just more concrete work. So that's a picture of what Stonewall County did. Their barn door there. Now then. That's Houses for Healing. It's something different. It's supposed to be a tool. The Lord has called myself, my wife, our family to dedicate whatever time He calls us to do it to make a tool, to build a site for the body of Christ throughout the big country to have. As we approach the grand opening, it's intended to be a gift to the body of Christ. There's a church who asked me, well, are only the people from such and such county going to be able to stay in that house? And I said, well, we try to take care of the greatest need. So, and I used an example of Throckmorton. Y'all know how big Throckmorton is. It's pretty small. At one time, we had three people occupying three of the four houses, all from Throckmorton at the same time. It's very strange, but it can happen. And so let's say that someone moves into Eastland County House and they've had a toe, maybe it was a diabetic, and they had to have the toe amputated and had to learn how to walk, so they've got rehab and wound care and rehab or what have you. And so they're in the house, but a few days after they go in the house, maybe a lady gets diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 3. We don't want to tell the guy with the toe that's been amputated that he has to leave so we can make room for the lady, because it's a more urgent need. We're all working together, so we'll find a place to put her. And that happens, it happens everywhere. So there can be a staggering of the need, but here's the deal. With the Eastland County House, Eastland County people, did you know that per capita, we've taken care of more people from Eastland County than any other county? It's the biggest need. People from Eastland County going over to Abilene. So based on how the population of a county, Eastland has come to Abilene, and we've helped Eastland more than any other county. So people from Eastland County will be in that house if the church will represent to the people that it's statistically, I mean, it's there. The needs, people are coming over. And if the church will get involved and engage with the ones coming over, that'll be who stays in that house. That'll be who stays in that house. Okay, so this is to be a tool. It's to be a tool in the hands of the body of Christ to take us back to the place of caring for the sick. And it's, again, very, very powerful. It's powerful for people so much so that whenever they go into the house, I've had a few times where people go in, they take a few steps, and then they stop and they start crying. And they say, why are you doing this for me? You see, they only made $733 a month, and they had to make a decision on whether they're going to pay for what's at the house, the utilities and the rent and stuff, and the invalid husband who was in a wheelchair, or fight for life. But there's not enough to do both. That's the reality that some of the folks go through. So we must be there at that place. We must be there, the church, to be a solution to help them. And so this is the gift that the Lord has called us to present to the body of Christ at large.